Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Preds pregame for the season opener in less than 30 minutes. That's right. And then, of course, at 4:30, the puck drops on ESPN against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And joining us now on the program, and will be joining us every week during the hockey season on Tuesdays, is Predators General Manager Barry Trotz, presented by Gary Force Acura. So let me start with this, Barry. First of all, it's your first game as general manager officially. What's the butterfly factor today?
I would probably say it's probably about an 8. I think, you know, obviously you're a little bit removed from the bench. So that probably gives it another 2 degrees. So I'm going to say an 8. Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the journey with this group of players and coaches, and obviously yourself and the fans. So can't wait to get it started.
Barry, I don't really know what to expect this season from the Predators, and I've actually been thinking about it the last couple of days. I mean, I certainly don't look at this team and think, you know, cup contender, but stranger things, I guess, have happened. But this team was right on the cusp of the playoffs last season. You went out and got a guy that's got a pretty good track record as a head coach. You've made some adjustments here. I mean, as a general manager, how do you have expectations going into the season, and what are they?
Well, I think I'm a little bit like you. I've gone into every season, even as a coach and not even as a general manager. And, you know, I wasn't quite sure because it's always a process. You move a couple people. You adjust to the team. I know, obviously, you have a new general manager, new coaches, new system, you know, new players, just a little bit of a new attitude. You don't know how, when it's going to take. So I always looked at the first, you know, probably 15 games in the year is it's always process over outcome. No matter when I was in Nashville or when I was in Washington or New York. And it is the same process every year because you just don't know what's going to click. You don't know who's going to get injured. You don't know how quickly, you know, they're going to adjust the style of play. Like I can say, you know, using football terms that we all know, I think I'm trying to take the Nashville Predators from a running team to try to take them from a running team to a.
Oh, we lost Barry. I'm going to guess he said that he was trying to take him from a running team to a passing team. Is the expectation that he was going to have there? But I was a little fascinated about where that was headed. And so I do think, and Barry's back on the line here, but I do think that he's talking about taking it from a running team to a passing team. Barry, go ahead. You were talking about changing them, you know, in football terms from a running team to a passing team.
Yeah, no, I really am. You know, I think visually you're going to see the Preds get up the ice a lot quicker, move the puck quicker. You know, it's a little bit upside down hockey for a guy like Roman Josi, who, you know, usually would grab the puck and try to go end to end, and you know, and include the forwards. I think with Andrew Burnett, he wants Josi to get it. You know, when he gets the puck, and move it up to the forwards to keep their speed. They're going to stretch the zone a little bit, and then Roman can join the play and be a part of the attack and stay in the attack in the offensive zone. So, you know, with just like in football, there's probably a little bit more risk in that passing game. But at the same time, there's reward if you can execute it. So this first part of the year is how fast can our you know, our players that are used to playing a little bit slower, playing more of a grind game, getting into a little more of a speed game. And, you know, as we transition in the next couple of years to the type of players that we're looking for and drafting, that speed element will come out more and more. But there'll be a transitional phase here, obviously, but we've got a great group of guys. I think what we have done in terms of the locker room, the leadership, the work ethic, all that is there. Now we got to get some results. That's the bottom line. We're a professional hockey team, so the results have to come. But there's going to be a process, and it's not going to be an easy process. But I always use the term, the hard way is the easy way, because you find out a lot about stuff when you have to grind through it a little bit and figure it out on the run.
You know, it's funny, when you took the job, Barry, you did an interview that day, and you were talking about how Ryan McDonough was a serial winner. And as I heard you talk about that, I was driving in my car. I'm like, well, he's definitely not going to get rid of Ryan McDonough. That guy's going to be here for the long haul. Yesterday, Roman Josi continues, you know, as captain. Ryan McDonough and Ryan O'Reilly, two guys with cups that are given the A's. You just brought up the locker room aspect of this. What do you make of the dynamics between the established veteran players, specifically those serial winners, the O'Reillys and the McDonoughs, and the young guys that you're bringing up that are on this team now, not the younger guys that are down in Milwaukee or still kind of in the system, yep, but the younger guys right now that you're going to need an impact from, and how much are you looking forward to that dynamic developing?
I'm really, to me, it's probably the most critical dynamic we have. We need, you know, the Ryan McDonoughs and the Ryan O'Reillys and those guys to really have an impact on Cody Glass, Tommy Novak, Kiefer Sherwood, and then obviously to the younger guys like Evangelista and Tomasino. If they're able to do what I've seen them do on other teams, then that will really help our development and get us to continue to, you know, go up the charts and hopefully become serial winners as a group.
How excited are you about the compete level of the team this year? And I don't mean like standings wise and where the team could end up, but I mean, look, Tampa's a good team tonight. Seattle's a good team Thursday in the home opener. And yet with this goalie and the amount of veterans that are on this team, I expect this team to compete on a nightly basis. How excited are you about what you think the compete level of the individual games will be?
I think that's it's vital. I'm really excited about that. I don't know what the outcomes of the games are going to be. I think we're still going to need some scoring. We're going to have to do it by committee. We're going to need some growth from that. But there's no question that there's a lot of fight in the dog here, because I look at these guys. They're serial winners. Always compete. They find a way. Even when it's not going their way, they find ways and they push each other. And I would say the temple of practice, you can talk to the players, the temple of practice and all that has been fantastic. Compete practice has been fantastic. And more than anything, there is no whining or complaining about anything. They're forging ahead as a group. And to me, you can go a long way when you have really good commitment level from the group, and they have the commitment level, and hopefully with that commitment level, you know, they get results, you know, going forward. So we're sort of got a little bit of a murderer's row coming up right to start the season, but you find out where you are right away. So I'm looking forward to it.
Barry Trotz is with us, presented by Gary Force Acura. What is the challenge to the guys as a new era comes in, new coach, new GM, a handful of new players? What's the challenge to kind of the established veterans around here that you decided to hang on to, that you're committed to, guys like Josi and Forsberg and that group? Kind of what's the challenge internally there?
Well, I think it's not really a challenge. I think, you know, by trying to get people who can supplement them, you know, in the case of Roman, obviously, it's a big job being a captain of a National Hockey League team. You know, taking care of everybody, you know, there's a lot of things that get asked and a lot of pressures that get put on him as the captain. And having guys like O'Reilly and McDonough, who he can go with just as advisors and maybe share the load. And they'll do that, because they've had to do that for their individual clubs when they weren't with the Preds. I think that's going to be really, really helpful for them. And then also, you know, the fact that, you know, we're trying to forge a new identity, and having those guys do it together, I think it will be invaluable for us. So it's the support of, and probably more than anything, it freshens up Josi, it freshens up Forsberg, it freshens up a guy like Sissons, who is a leader for us. Those guys, and I think it just gives them a freshness. You know, we've had this pretty well the same group. Last number of years, we changed the group, put in different types of personalities in and people. We're infusing some young players into the lineup, which give you a little energy. They sort of bring a natural energy with youth. And, you know, obviously our goaltending is has been stable over the course of the time, the last number of years. So hopefully it's a freshness, hopefully it's a support system, and hopefully it's a really committed group here, which I really believe it is.
Barry, behind the scenes, what is the professionalism level of these guys and the camaraderie level now that, you know, you've got your roster for opening night, you guys went out yesterday, you had the meetings this morning. What is that kind of team cohesion been like so far? I know it's early, but kind of what have you seen from afar?
Well, I can only go by what I see. It seems that they're very tight and very together and committed to that way. I've asked probably the best thing to ask is the trainers who are always around for the last number of years. And I said, you know, what's our energy? How's the room? You know, they always ask that, how's the room? And they go, it has been fantastic. He says, I don't know if we've had a room like this in quite some time in terms of the group really, you know, having some cohesion and all that. But, you know, that's in the room. We need the cohesion on the ice. So, but it has to start in the room. So, you know, let's see if we can bring it onto the ice.
Barry, first of all, congratulations on the fact that, you know, this is your first game as the general manager. You've coached, you know, how many millions of games in the past, but now this is the first as general manager. And congratulations. And I don't know what they did to you. I don't know if they put this in your contract when you weren't reading it. I don't know what happened. But you'll be joining us weekly. I asked Ian earlier today, I said, do you think Barry knows what he's getting himself into? And he even said, maybe not. But we look forward to chatting with you every week throughout the course of the season. Good, bad, indifferent, we look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it. I think that's part of the relationship that as humans we have to have, the good, bad, and the ugly sometimes. And it should make it interesting.
Barry, good luck tonight, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
Yep, Barry Trotz joining us from Tampa, presented by Gary Force Acura. And again, it'll usually be at 5 o'clock during the NHL season. It won't be that every week because, again, like this week, we got to go at 3 o'clock because the game's at 4:30, and then other times they'll be out in, you know, Vancouver or whatever. So it'll be floating, but for the most part, 5 o'clock on Tuesdays, we'll have Barry Trotz every week. And I got to tell you, I'm excited. Not excited about Barry coming on the show every week, which I am excited about, but I'm excited about the start of the season. I'm excited about the new era, and I've got a thought on the Predators I want to get to next, and then, of course, we'll hit Predators game day, but there's a reason for my excitement, even though I'm not sure I necessarily have expectations. I'll explain what I mean. We'll do that next. First, I want to tell you about Twice Daily. That's right. You know I love Twice Daily, and that's why I always tell you, you got to be a loyalty member at Twice Daily. Download the Twice Daily app and join their loyalty program where you can save. That's right. Unlock special discount savings and so much more. It pays to be a member with Twice Daily where you'll earn points every visit. Get what you crave at Twice Daily. Made to order sandwiches, bakery, breakfast, lunch and dinner, fresh items made to go, hot drink, cold drinks, and of course stop by the beer cave to unwind with a cold one. If you're looking for convenience, Twice Daily has you covered. And as we've been telling you, if the Titans score at the end of either half on Sunday against the Ravens, on Monday, loyalty members will get a free half sub. That's right, just the next day. No catch. Just be a Twice Daily loyalty member and redeem your free half sub on the app. So go ahead and download that app, join that loyalty program, and get that free half sub. If the Titans score at the final 2 minutes of either half on Sunday, that's Twice Daily, fresh all day. Stillman and Company, that's right. This is our final segment, and this never happens this early. But let's knock some of these out right here as we get into that. Be sure to join me and Chris Sanders at Teddy's Tavern for the post-game show this week, the award-winning post-game show, from 11:30 to 1:30 for the Titans and the Ravens, and the award-winning pre-game show, which will be a post-game show this week because of the early start time in London, is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and the Beast Unleashed, and make your silly underdog picks. For your chance to win weekly prizes, you can play now at thegamenashville.com or the 102.5 The Game app. As we approach week 7 of the college football season and week 6 of the NFL, Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. We'll get to Predators game day in just 1 second. I do want to say this. I have no expectations for the Predators this season in terms of, you know, winning a playoff round or getting to the playoffs or, and yet I have a level of excitement that I did not have before. When they were doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and telling me that, you know, if we can just get the best out of Johansson and Duchesne and this guy and that guy and John Hines, and I just kind of, okay, I mean, let's see. But I kind of knew in my heart, like, this was what that group was. They weren't going any farther. They kind of were what they were. I don't even know if this team's going to make the playoffs this year. But I'm excited to see. I asked Barry, you know, behind the scenes, what's this like? You got these young guys and these old guys. And, you know, he's like, hey, we need the older guys, the guys we brought in, to get through to those younger guys. That's the reason why he fired Matt Duchesne in the offseason. And so I'm excited. I mean, I am excited for the start of this season. I'm excited for the game on Thursday night, although I'm going to be panicking over the Atlanta Braves performance because the Braves saved themselves at the end of the game last night. But I'm excited, and I'm not sure that I can tell you exactly what it is other than it's like the breath of fresh air, that it's a new era of Predators hockey. We need a new era of Predators hockey. And with that, it's time now for Predators Game Day, which is presented by TJ Anderson Holmes of Benchmark Realty. You know TJ, he's my agent, that's right. TJ Anderson Holmes of Benchmark Realty, list your home with TJ to get your home seen, heard, and sold. Tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning last season, 46-30-6, good for 98 points. They got knocked out in six games of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Predators, meanwhile, 42-32-8, that was good for 92 points. They did not make the playoffs. All time against Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, the Predators are 8-9-2-1. But this has been a little bit of a different era. So far last year for the Lightning, they were led by Nikita Kucherov, who had 30 goals, 83 assists, 113 points, and Braden Point had 51 goals. Goodness gracious. Ian, do we have a coach's take here?
We do. Yes, we do.
We go over, always go to the coach's take. This is Coach Andrew Brunette for his first coach's take in Predators Game Day.
We got to stay in the box. I mean, I've been in here too many times where their power plays have taken over games, and that's, you know, we all understand in the start of the season they're going to call penalties a little differently than they do at the end of the season, and we just have to be aware of that. Not to me, playing these guys as much as I had over the last 5 years, we have to stay out of the box. That is a momentum killer for our side, and they gain so much momentum when they get on that power play.
Okay. So I think that that's obvious with a team that has the elite offense. Here's the thing about the Predators, too, if they can keep it at a 5-on-5 game. The Predators don't have better players than Tampa Bay. Like, Tampa Bay has a cup-contending roster. They've got, again, a guy that scored 50 goals last year. They get a guy who scores 40 goals around here, and it's like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in the home run race. But they get a guy that scores 50 goals, and they just kind of shrug it off. But with your goalie and your veteran players, you can grit out, or I guess I should say out-grit, these good teams. And a good start, you know, when Laviolette took over, they got on a good start. And that kind of, you know, kick-started them into finishing in second place that season and, you know, really beginning that era. And I expect big things with Andrew Brunette. That's it for us. We're out of here. The game's on ESPN, and of course, the game for 4:30 puck drop is right here on 102.5. The game, Max Herz has you up next with the Nashville Predators pregame show, Stillman and Company. We will see you all tomorrow at 2. Happy hockey season, folks.